These podcasts have been created to help you discover a whole new world of stories by amazing authors and illustrators. Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story. The World of Stories podcast, sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, my name is Stephen Butler and I am your guide on the World of Stories podcast series. And today I've got a lovely story to introduce you to, and it's The 100 Mile an Hour Dog by Jeremy Strong. Streaker is a mixed up kind of dog with quite a bit of Ferrari and a large chunk of Whirlwind in her. Trevor's mum has offered him £30 to walk the dog every day of the holidays, but Streaker is no ordinary dog. She's a rocket on four legs and a woof attached. Trevor enlists the help of his best friend Tina to help keep Streaker under control. With some hilarious results, laugh your socks off with this lively, funny adventure story full of larger-than-life characters for young listeners. Brilliantly narrated by comic actor Martin Clunes.
Streaker is a mixed-up kind of dog. You can see from her thin body and powerful legs that she's got a lot of greyhound blood in her, along with quite a bit of Ferrari and a large chunk of Whirlwind. Nobody in our family likes walking her, and this is hardly surprising. Streaker can out-accelerate a torpedo. She can do 0 to 100 miles per hour in the blink of an eye. She's usually vanished far over the horizon long before you have time to yell, "Streaker!" Dad refuses to walk her point blank. "I've got backache," is his usual excuse, though how this stops him from walking I really haven't a clue. I tried something similar once myself. "I've got front ache," I said. Mum gave me a chilly glare and handed me the dog lead. She'll do anything to get out of walking Streaker too. And that is how the whole thing started. I ended up having the craziest Easter holiday you can imagine. "Trevor," said Mum one morning at the beginning of the holiday, and she gave me one of her really big, innocent smiles. "Trevor," I should have guessed she was up to something, "Trevor, I'll give you £30 if you walk Streaker every day this holiday." £30? As you can imagine, my eyes boggled a bit. I just about had to shove them back in their sockets. I was so astonished, I never twigged that what my mother was actually suggesting was major bribery. "It's the Easter holiday," she continued, climbing onto her exercise bike and pulling a pink sweatband round her forehead. "You've nothing better to do." £30, I repeated. "Walk her every day for 2 weeks," Mum nodded and began to pedal. I sat down to have a think. £30 was a lot of money. I could do loads of things with that. On the other hand, and this was the big crunch, I would have to walk Streaker. Now, if someone came up to you in the street and said, "Hey, what's the worst torture you can think of?" you might suggest boiling in oil, or having to watch golf on TV with your dad, or even the 9x table, which is one of my own personal nightmares. But without doubt, I would have to say, walking Streaker. This was going to be a big decision for me. I reckoned there had to be some way of controlling Streaker. After all, she was only a dog. Humans are cleverer than animals. Humans have bigger brains. Humans rule the animal kingdom. I seem to remember that just as I was thinking this, Streaker came hurtling in from the kitchen and landed on my lap like a mini meteorite. We both crashed to the floor, where she sat on my chest looking very pleased with herself. Mum carried on quietly peddling all this time. She must have known I'd give in. "I'll do it," I said. Mum gave a strange squeak and one of her feet slipped off a pedal. For some reason, she looked even more pleased with herself than Streaker did. "Can I have some money now?" I asked. See, I'm not stupid. "Of course not." Mum's not stupid either. "How about half now and half when I finish?" Mum freewheeled. "At the end of the holiday, when the job is finished, I'll give you the money." So that was that. I had agreed to walk the dog every day for 2 weeks, and that turned out to be only one of my problems that Easter. I must have been totally mad.
What a brilliant story. And I have to say, I'm very, very lucky because not only is Jeremy Strong a brilliant writer, but when I was a little boy, he was also my headmaster at primary school. So I love this book extra specially. But if you want to check out any other stories on this reading series, why don't you head over to www.worldbookday.com to see the other podcasts and all the other recommended books. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.